everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What is the Ego, and it's the very last day of What is the Ego.
So I get to read for everyone today.
Yes, you do. So you'll be doing What is the Ego, and then we'll do lesson 340.
Yes. So if you are able to just sit back and relax and close your eyes and take some deep breaths before we get started reading here, please do. I think it's a nice experience if you've been reading along every day or if you've been listening while you've been doing something else to just stop and listen to the words. Now, if you're responsible for young children, if you're driving a car, operating heavy machinery, please don't do that. This is for if you have the flexibility to just really enjoy the lesson with your eyes closed, we really would encourage you to do that because there is something different about reading as opposed to listening, just letting it soak in a different way. So here we go. What is the ego? The ego is idolatry, the sign of limited and separated self, born in a body, doomed to suffer, and to end its life in death. It is the will that sees the will of God as enemy and takes a form in which it is denied. The ego is the proof that strength is weak and love is fearful. Life is really death, and what opposes God alone is true. The ego is insane. In fear, it stands beyond the everywhere, apart from all, in separation from the infinite. In its insanity, it thinks it has become a victor over God Himself. And in its terrible autonomy, it sees the will of God has been destroyed. It dreams of punishment and trembles at the figures in its dreams, its enemies, who seek to murder it before it can ensure its safety by attacking them. The Son of God is egoless. What can he know of madness and the death of God when he abides in God? What can he know of sorrow and of suffering when he lives in eternal joy? What can he know of fear and punishment, of sin and guilt, of hatred and attack, when all there is surrounding him is everlasting peace, forever conflict-free and undisturbed, in deepest silence and tranquility? To know reality is not to know the ego and its thoughts, its works, its acts, its laws, and its beliefs, its dreams, its hopes, its plans for its salvation, and the cost belief in it entails. In suffering, the price for faith in it is so immense that crucifixion of the Son of God is offered daily at its darkened shrine, and blood must flow before the altar where its sickly followers prepare its feast of death. Yet will one lily of forgiveness change the darkness into light, the altar to illusions to the shrine of life itself, and peace will be restored forever to the holy minds which God created as His Son, His dwelling place, His joy, His love, completely His, completely one with Him. What is the ego?
Lesson 340. I can be free of suffering today. Father, I thank you for today and for the freedom I am certain it will bring. This day is holy, for today your Son will be redeemed. His suffering is done, for he will hear your voice directing him to find Christ's vision through forgiveness and be free forever from all suffering. Thanks for today, my Father. I was born into this world, and to achieve this day and what it holds in joy and freedom for your Holy Son and for the world he made, which is released along with him today.
Be glad today. Be glad. There is no room for anything but joy and thanks today. Our Father has redeemed his Son this day. Not one of us but will be saved today. Not one who will remain in fear, and none the Father will not gather to himself awake in heaven in the heart of love. Lesson 340, I can be free of suffering today.
So I was hoping before we jumped into that last paragraph of what is the ego, if you could give us a kind of overview of what suffering is. Because when we're talking about I can be free of suffering, that's actually more of, it's not suffering of, oh, life didn't go my way, boo-hoo kind of suffering. There's more of a spiritual element to that.
Well, what is it to you? How would you answer that question?
You put that old Uno reverse card on me.
Well, you seem like you were doing well, and I don't know, and I would really like to know, like what does suffering mean to you?
For me, suffering is a, well, a friend of ours used this term, heartsick. I'd never heard that word before.
Oh.
And that's what suffering is, heartsick.
I don't remember which friend or when this occurred, but heartsick.
Well, I've never forgotten when they said that because I'd never heard it. It's kind of like, it kind of stood out to me.
Because
you were doing some empathy work with them, like just, or they were just sharing something. You weren't doing like empathy work, but like giving them empathy. And you say, well, how would you feel about that? Uh-huh. Or how do you feel about that? And their answer was heartsick.
Heartsick. Yeah.
And that's when
when you hear heartsick, that's
when I hear suffering, I think heartsick.
Yeah. Well,
I'm asking you more because you, in your Buddhism studies, you share with me, you know, some of the stuff. I haven't read too much about Buddhism. That's really something you're studying and exploring these days. And suffering is a very Buddhist concept.
It is. And I really can't speak for Buddhism truly because I'm just starting.
Speak for what you know.
But what I'm taking from Buddhism, and I just would say just from my life, is suffering is when we go it alone and we think of something, we think we're something that we're not. So in Buddhism, we suffer when we don't really understand the reality of who we truly are. In A Course in Miracles, we suffer when we don't understand that we're just remembering that we're not separate from love. And that we've gone on this path and we've taken what the Course uses as these words, a detour into fear. And that detour has been long. Just think how long the detour of in time, right? And we took this detour into fear, and that's what started time. Mm-hmm. Before the detour into fear, there was no time. There was no space. There just was. And so this I can be free of suffering today is I can be free of all what you were sharing just a few days ago when you're thinking about content versus form. What I read here when I'm relating to this message is I can be free of all of the content of fear in its various forms. All the content of fear, all the various forms of fear. And I can really live and come from this place of just love. And that's what he said. I can be free of suffering today. Be glad today. Be glad today. There is no room for anything but joy and thanks today. Our Father has redeemed his Son this day. Not one of us. Well, not one of us, but will be saved today. That means all of us will be saved today. All of us will let go of fear, and all of us will gather with our Father.
Yeah. Not one of us, but will. That's not only one of us will be saved today. Not one who will remain in fear. No one will remain in fear.
Yeah, no one will remain.
None. The Father will not gather to himself. There will be nobody the Father will not gather. Awake in heaven in the heart of love.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. When I read the word suffering, I think of you and your studies. And so I always love that you can share them with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm just, the reason I have such an interest in Buddhism lately, and I'm just kind of dabbling in it a little bit, but the reason I have such an interest in it is because there's a lot of Eastern influence to A Course in Miracles. And for me, it's helping me to understand A Course in Miracles more fully. Mm-hmm. Because I feel so thankful to have found A Course in Miracles in my life. So thankful. When this lesson says, be glad today, be glad. You know, I've been a student of The Course in Miracles for 8 years now. And every year I feel better than I did the year before. Every year I have a deeper understanding of who I am and what love is. And I'm so thankful for A Course in Miracles. And I know, I'm not making a religion out of it. I don't, you know, I lesson 189, I take extremely seriously, you know, and just really to allow the love that's there in A Course in Miracles to really penetrate in what, you know, we were just talking about the other day, is I'm affected only by my thoughts, to just really make sure that every day, in every moment, I'm choosing love, mm-hmm. and not fear.
And then bringing that to almost exactly what you just said, to paragraph 5, yet will one lily of forgiveness change the darkness into light? Like, we're not asking for the world here.
And it only takes just a little willingness. You know, yeah. He says, you know, you don't have to come out here. You know, it's like, oh, okay. It's just like a little bit of willingness.
Yeah,
willingness to see things differently.
One lily of forgiveness changes the darkness into light, the altar of illusion to the shrine of life itself, capital L life, capital I life, and peace will be restored forever to the holy minds which God created as his son, which is, and then his dwelling place, his joy, his love, completely his, completely one with him. What I think is amazing is, like, so yesterday I was saying, you know, we're sacrificing the entirety of love, entirety of the sonship for the ego. Like, every time we choose the ego thought system, we're sacrificing the whole thing. I would say that's a big ask. What's amazing is we have almost the opposite. One lily of forgiveness. That's not a big ask.
And my experience of A Course in Miracles is the one lily of forgiveness is true. Because every step on my journey has been just a little tiny step. And I have really struggled. You know, if you've been listening to this podcast for 330 days, you know, or 340 days, you know how much I've struggled. This hasn't really come easy to me. And I've struggled, and I've questioned, and I've, the self-forgiveness has been something that's been quite difficult, you know, but we're not being asked for anything more than what we can do,
mm-hmm.
in that moment.
And actually, it's not, we're not in charge of supplying the lily. We are just asked to have that little willingness, as you said.
To allow the lily? Is that what you would say?
Yes, to allow the lily. Remember, We're undoing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. As the blocks come down, the lilies come in.
And all we're just being asked to say, yes, I'm willing to accept the lily.
Yeah. Stop putting blocks up. Just accept the lily.
Yeah. And that's where I think, you know, like before I became a student of A Course in Miracles, I struggled so much with religion and then no religion and then, you know, other things that weren't really called religion, but kind of ended up being like religion. By the time I got to A Course in Miracles, I was so done with anything spiritual, I just have to say. You know, it's just like, I am over it. And then, you know, we started studying together. And it seems like what A Course in Miracles has done is it's taken all the pain and the hurts and all the things that I was over and really helped me to reinterpret them in a way where I could really, it was really the miracle. The next section that we're going to be talking about is
What
is a Miracle? And I just want to read just a little bit of it for a taste because this is such a beautiful section. What is a Miracle?
Is it a nice balance out from the heaviness of the ego? Oh, it
is because What is the Ego has been kind of heavy, yeah. Right? But what is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. And so that miracle is just always, it's there and it's changing our perception from error to truth, changing our perception from error to truth, just a little at a time. And that's been, so if, you know, like when I first came to A Course in Miracles, I really had trouble with the word Jesus, with the word God, with the word forgiveness, didn't even want to hear any of those words. And then the miracle is just a little bit of a time, like, okay, honey, we don't need to use the word God. We'll just use the word love. And if Jesus is a stumbling block, well, let's just say you have a counselor, a friend, a guide, and a brother. I mean, it just is like, has helped me all along the way. And then really what I was doing, I was healing the attachments that I had to those words, the fear attachment. So are you excited about what is a miracle?
I am because so to me, I could just say, well, what is the ego? What is fear? And then what is a miracle? What is an expression of love?
Yeah.
Because that's what a miracle is, according to the text. This, like you started to share, this goes a little deeper than that. But then, I mean, that's what I really want. What is an expression of love?
Right.
That's what I want to experience.
The expression of love that really leads us from error to truth, from the error of perception of who we think we are,
mm-hmm.
to this truth that's really, this is who you truly are.
Yeah. Yeah. So we go from what is the ego, how we've perceived ourselves from fear. Then the miracle is what really takes that fear away.
Right. So come back tomorrow for What is a Miracle. If you thought this section was a little heavy, tomorrow in the next 10 days, are beautiful days. And I'm not going to say this is my favorite because we've gone back and forth and I just love all these sections. Like
they're
all
our favorites.
I really, really enjoyed the ego, you know, that's been a really great section. So we'll see you tomorrow for What is a Miracle. And for today, we will be, studying and practicing lesson 340. I can be free of suffering today. Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.